Did you say you don't have any holsters to hold?
Welcome to Seriously Awkward.
Three more years, three more days, something.
Welcome, and yes, David, I don't have any more holsters to hold, okay?
I mean,
no more.
Honestly, you can never have enough holsters to hold. You gotta know when to holster them. Know when to fold them. Know when to walk away. Know when to run. We went around your money when you're winning.
Stop. Any viewer, any listeners that we have are now no longer.
I feel like I just increased the viewership of our podcast by six by that. Exactly, Nate. Exactly.
No.
Nate, how are things going for you? What's going on in the world of Nate?
What is going on?
What
is Thanksgiving in a week?
Yeah.
Less than a week, actually. And
I mean, technically,
we have Thanksgiving.
Technically, it's Thanksgiving. No, it's the day after Thanksgiving.
Black Friday? It's Black Friday. Happy Black Friday, David.
Yeah. Happy Black Fridays.
How was your Thanksgiving?
Good? My Thanksgiving was pretty good. The family will be coming over, and they are over, and they were over at the time of this recording.
Yeah.
So, yeah. So you got a new dog. That's awesome. Nate.
Yep, her name is Belle.
Nice. We got a new kitten, and her name is Lydia. And
Lydia.
I think our goal now is to grow up our animals, and then eventually they can either become best friends or they can fight each other. Not to the death, more like one of those dance fights.
Okay.
Yeah.
My two cats have still not accepted our dog.
Okay.
But our dog is very...
Did you do this?
She's pretty behaved. Like, she doesn't bark at the cats. She just wants to play.
Right. Did you do the thing where you introduce the dog slowly into the environment? You have to goldfish them. Kind of like.
No, I let Nicole do all that.
Oh.
So no, we didn't.
You didn't. You just brought it home
this is how it went. Nicole sent me a message. Consistent for like a few days of these dogs to rescue.
Right.
And finally she sent me one, and it was like this brindle. It's from Mexico. It's like a...
Oh, made in Mexico. Nice.
Yep. It's a mutt, basically, but kind of like it's a brindle shepherd mix.
Okay.
And just kind of instantly fell in love with it. Well, then she contacted the shelter, and they're like, fill out this application. So Nicole filled out the application. We got approved through the application. And then Nicole got this call saying that the dog that we were first wanting to adopt was going to be a foster fail. That the foster family that she was with was gonna keep her.
Oh, okay.
So we're like, oh, well, that sucks. So then, doing their best that they could, they were like, but here's all these other dogs that we have.
Right,
that need
homes. We have this animal that you may like.
Yeah, basically. So they use their car salesman skills.
Right,
and they sent us a bunch, and then Nicole ends up sending me a few pictures, and I fell in love with, well, Belle, the one, the dog that we have now.
Okay.
They called her.
So does that dog know that it wasn't the first choice?
She'll never know. She'll never know.
I would tell that dog every day, just so you know, you were never my first choice.
Yeah, but so literally this happened in like 5 days, and we had to like send a video of our home to like these people or the shelter, so they can kind of, because obviously they're in Puerto Vallarta, Mexico, and they're like, well, basically what they do is they send the dog with people that are traveling back to Seattle.
Okay.
So they're called flight angels, I think is what they call them.
Yeah. Other people call them smugglers, but yes, what?
I mean, I will say this. The crate was zip tied, and like there's nothing in the crate. So like
they were in a plastic bag.
Nobody else had access except for the, I mean, it could have been an inside job. Better talk to TSA about that.
Yeah.
Get the Port of Seattle. Anyways.
Nate, you worked for TSA. They brought it through you.
Yeah, but Mexico. I don't know if Mexico's.
Sure, yeah.
It made it through customs. It made it through customs, all right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
I know. Anyways.
It does help that you work there. That's kind of nice.
Anyways.
I'm not saying that something shady happened. I'm just saying that most likely, yes, something shady happened, and Nate got an illegal dog and maybe some drugs into the border.
No. But anyways. Yeah, so we're like, well, we like this dog.
You may be going to jail, Nate.
And then like 2 days later, she's like, well, you know, we have a couple that's flying back, and they're going to be taking a cat for us. So if you guys want to, we can send her too. They're willing to take the dog as well. And so, yeah, that Saturday, so literally this happened in like 4 days.
You got a dog and a cat?
No, so the cat was going to another home.
Oh, okay.
So basically, we got the flight information. We went to the airport, met this couple at their baggage claim. They got their stuff. We went to Oversized. They picked up the cat. Or actually, they had the cat in the plane with them. So they had the cat. The lady came and got the cat before the dog came out. So,
Nate, this is a strange story. I'm going to say you got a new animal. Very happy for you.
Yeah. Well, just saying. Yeah.
You may have done something illegal. I don't know.
We didn't do anything illegal. Shut up. Whether there was illegal stuff going on behind our back and.
Right.
That's
up.
I know nothing. I know nothing.
I know, Nate. That's for the jury to decide.
Anyways.
Anyways. Well, that's cool. You got a new dog. That's awesome. How old?
And you got a new cat. She's almost a year, just over a year. So the shelter, they've had her for about a year.
Okay.
They got the mom. And then when the mom came into the shelter, she was pregnant. So they've had her since she was born.
Ah, okay.
So, yeah. Other than that, let's jump into, well, let's save the movie for last, because there's a movie we both saw that we want to
I kind of like movies for last, well, at least for now. There's still not a whole lot going on in games, but we still need to talk about games. Games.
Are you done talking about games? Because I got some stuff to talk about. Games.
Well, no, that was our theme music to games. Games.
I don't like the theme music. You should stop the theme music.
Games.
Anyways.
That's going to be rolling around in your head later on today. Games.
Battlefield 2042 came out.
Okay.
I played a little bit of it. I originally got it for... It's just a little bit of, just more like advanced, not totally advanced warfare like Call of Duty went with like the exoskeleton suits and double jumping and crap like that. This is just supposedly the year 2042. I still don't understand if there's a campaign mode or anything, story mode, or if it's just strictly multiplayer. It seems like it's just multiplayer.
So a lot of the Battlefields are mostly like multiplayer type games.
I feel like, yeah, there was a couple that had a story to it, like just a campaign, but I feel like recently they've been multiplayer.
Right.
Battlefield 1, the one that took place in World War II, I want to say, I think that had a story to it.
Right. It originally, I don't think it did, though. I'm not totally sure. The one that was on the PC when I was like a kid that came out, it was just a giant open map where you could just, the cool thing about it was you can drive a Hummer or helicopter or whatever. Well, Hummers weren't invented at that time, but whatever was available at the time frame.
Yeah. Yeah, this one you got like, you got the ATVs, you got the transport vehicles, you got tanks, you got helicopters, you got jets. So you got all that going on. Big open map. I want to say 100 players, 50-50 or something like that.
That's a decent amount.
So, I mean, yeah, that's what Battlefield is. And it, for the most part, it's good. I suck on PC. I'm not a PC gamer, but I'm trying to get into being the PC player. So I'm still bad with keyboard, mouse. So yeah.
Why don't you use a controller? Are you afraid?
So I just gotta buy a controller that. I mean, my Xbox controller will go with it, but it's not. I have a rechargeable battery pack.
Yeah.
That technically shouldn't fit in the controller that I have because it's for the Xbox One, not the Xbox X.
Okay.
But it just fits enough that the controller works. And if I put it on the charging mount that I have for the Xbox One X.
Right.
Then it charges. So I'm like.
Okay.
Yeah. So that's the main reason why I don't use a controller.
To try to
get better, and to try to hone my skills on being a better
mouse and clicker. You want to be a clicker?
Mouse and keyboard player.
I had a friend when we were playing Halo. He was terrible at the controller, so he went out and bought himself a modding setup for the original Xbox that allowed him to put in the keyboard and mouse, and then you run it through your computer and it would export it, all that information as a controller layout, so he was able to use the keyboard and mouse on the original Xbox.
Well, you can, since there's USB, you can plug a keyboard and mouse into the Xbox now.
Not the original Xbox, Nate. There's not.
Well, okay, I'm just saying.
In the original one, you can do that.
I'm just saying.
But the original, you just.
But that's the next game I want to talk to you.
Okay.
Halo Infinite?
Yeah.
Whatever it's called.
There's a new Halo. I don't know really anything about it.
I don't think it's out yet. Or it just came out. I don't know. It's on Game Pass. I thought it was a demo. I played it. Like, one night I played probably like 7 matches. And it just goes to show I suck at Halo. I never, like, I remember playing a campaign, like 1 and 2. Me and a friend played the co-op campaigns. and never really got into the online, because I like more of like the Battlefield realistic style.
Okay.
So I never really played Halo, like the multiplayer, and it definitely shows in this. Like I'm probably getting like 6 kills.
I mean, that's not too bad.
I don't know. Like, Halo's been out for a while. People know like which guns are what. I don't really know. So it's like, I don't really know.
Well, the interesting thing about Halo is it's like through the different versions of it, you have to relearn different gun type things. Because for some reason they changed the power of them in different ones.
But then you got the shield.
Well, like the original Halo pistol was the way to go. Yeah, like if it came down to it, you do sniper or pistol, and I could kill in the original one. I was able to kill most people at the same distance as a sniper with my pistol. And it drove people crazy because you could do it in like 3 shots as long as you hit them in the head. And it was just like pop, pop. And then I'd wait for it because you knock down their shield with 2 shots. And then I'd wait for a few seconds and then I go. And they think they got away and they go pop. And they go.
No.
Yeah, it was one of my favorite things to do back in the day. When
I can't really say what people would say now.
I don't know. They used to. One of my favorite things is when people would say, damn it, Castaway. I hate you. I'm like, oh, that I feel good now.
Yeah, so I was playing Call of Duty the other day, and I came around this corner, and there's 2 guys. And so I kill both these guys, and then one of their other teammates comes around the other corner, and I kill him. And then, so I'm like kind of sitting there, and I'm like, he just came around the corner. There's probably going to be more guys coming around the corner. So probably like 10 seconds come by, and this guy comes around the corner, and I kill him. Well, it's that same guy.
Right.
I'm like, okay, so I kind of move over. I stay in that same vicinity, but I kind of just move my guy to the other side of the hallway.
Right.
And sure enough, guy comes around the corner. I kill him again. And over the speaker, I hear, mother camper. And I'm like, yeah, I've literally been in this area for less than like 45 seconds.
Right.
And you've came here 3 times.
Right.
I'm like,
he's determined. He's determined.
Yeah. I'm like, that's kind of what video games have come to. Plus, like the little kids that talk mad crap. Or everybody talks mad crap. But anyways,
I don't know. I don't like when I play online, I don't usually have any of the other players' voices on.
I do, but I don't have my mic on.
Right.
Just because I
don't see the point nowadays.
I'd probably say something and because I'd be like raging.
Right.
So. But yeah, I mean, are you gonna play that when it comes out? It's on Game Pass. Do you have Game Pass?
Yes. So I recently. I got a Surface Pro for doing art and stuff like that, and it came with a Game Pass, and it's very strange having a little basically an iPad thing, and I can play Xbox games on it. So, and I don't have to have anything downloaded or anything like that, just playing it through the cloud. Just hook up a Xbox controller up to it and off you go. So,
so when that game comes out, we'll have to play.
Yeah,
because that's you play Halo.
I used to play a lot, but I haven't played forever. But I saw
show me how it's done.
I still have fun, and it was very funny because one, I played a few months back, and I played on a team, and I actually had my mic on that time. Because I like to have my mic on when I play Halo, because it's just more fun. Because I don't talk trash. What I do is I try to make people laugh, is my goal. And I get into this chat group, and I'm like, I haven't played in like over a year and a half. Is there anything different? And he's like, no, it's basically all the same. And I go in there, and I got beat up the first round, and then the next round, I was like one of the top two people, and I was like, how are you guys so bad at this? I haven't played forever.
Well, so that's the other thing is, like, unless you're in, like, a group, it's not the same group. So like the old Call of Duties, you would be in a group and it put you in a lobby with like the same people,
right?
And the only time people would have to leave, like, you could have your four friends and you could be playing 6-on-6, so you could have your four friends and two other randoms and the other four, and then the game could end and you could basically play again and have two of the other people be on your team. Whereas now it just kind of throws you into a whole new lobby afterwards.
That's interesting.
So you're not continuously playing, or most of the time you're not continuously playing with the same people.
Huh.
So I don't honestly know. Like, Call of Duty does that. The newer one. I think Battlefield does too, but yeah. The other game I played, because it was on Game Pass, was Rockstar just came out with their three Grand Theft Autos. I think Grand Theft Auto 3, 4, and San Andreas.
Okay.
Vice City and San Andreas.
I didn't know that came out. So is that game...
So San Andreas is just the one that's on Game Pass. The other two... you have to buy.
Okay, so it is just basically the original version with upgraded graphics. Is that what it is?
Yes.
Okay.
And a few other things that they say are updated. But it's like...
because I saw some things on it.
I would not spend money on the other two. I would, if you have Game Pass, I would play San Andreas. I think that was one of my favorite Grand Theft Autos, and it's like, now playing Grand Theft Auto 5 for so long and seeing games now the way that the graphics are, it's like, what the F is this game?
Right, yeah. So,
and it's like, why
I saw,
why the F are you bringing this out? We want GTA 6.
Right.
We want GTA 6. We don't want this crap. But it's like their thing. It's like, well,
Nate's slightly
Grand
better.
Grand Theft Auto 5, keep putting content out for online and making everything like $10 million just for a car for just online use. You can't use it in the campaign because people are still spending money to buy it. So,
right.
Still making money. Well, guess what? If we just update the graphics on these a little bit and it still looks like crap, and the game plays like crap, people are going to spend money because it's
nostalgia.
Nostalgia, yes.
Nostalgia is a heavy, like, seller thing.
It's like, God dang it. I just want GTA 6.
Yeah, I thought that's what they were going for. And then I saw what they were coming out with. And the funny thing is I saw the graphics to it where they were like, oh, we upgraded the graphics. And there's a few scenes where you're like, oh, that looks really good. And then there's other scenes where you're like, I think upgrading the graphics made it look worse. I'm not sure how you did that, but
yeah, the characters still look funny. I mean, it is a fun game, don't get me wrong.
Right.
I think they put San Andreas into Grand Theft Auto 5.
You want,
because you got San Andreas, you have like, it's similar, like California basically is what it is,
right?
And you got Mount Chiliad, you got like the lower part of San Andreas, like the city, you got the airport, but then you have like what's kind of supposed to be San Francisco, I think. There's like a bridge or something. I think it's supposed to be the Golden Gate Bridge, so I think it's like San Francisco, whereas
Nate, all I want
GTA 6, you don't have that.
All I want is,
but it's compacted. It's like a small
I want,
and it's funny.
Grand Theft Auto 2, 3, 4, 5 all stitched together in one map. And that's what I want. And then
you got all these like clickbait things on YouTube, on like, oh, Rockstar's about to announce Grand Theft Auto 6. There's gonna be multiple locations in Grand Theft Auto 6. Like Grand Theft Auto 5, they have, I want to say, 3 different locations, but it's, you can't go visit. Supposedly, you can't go visit the other 2.
Right.
Like one is, it's just like a kind of like a cut scene, quick little, the one at the beginning, the heist at the beginning that you escape, kind of escape, and then the funeral part,
right?
And so it's like, it'd be nice if you like spend a couple $100 and buy a plane ticket and go to like New York, or I don't know, wherever this new place is. If they are even going to have a Grand Theft Auto 6, they could be trolling everybody, and they're not even working on a Grand Theft Auto 6.
I'm sure somebody in the company is working on Grand Theft Auto 6, but it's probably more along the lines of when I went to the store earlier today and there was only one person working there.
What store did you go to?
I went to the pet store to
to
get some, to one of the bigger pet stores, and because we got a kitten, and a lot of times younger kittens, they have problems with like worms and stuff like that. So it's getting some dewormer for this kitten. And there was literally one person working this entire gigantic store.
Like a PetMart or like just like a...
Yeah, one of those stores.
Mom and pop?
No, not store. A mom and pop store. A mom and pop store, I'm expecting 1 to maybe 2 employees. This was a giant store, and I think there was one other employee, but he was stocking shelves, and so there's like 2 of them in this entire place. And there was like a line all the way forever to get out of that place.
Man.
Yeah.
So
I think there's one person working on the new Grand Theft Auto, and they're just kind of letting him do his own thing, but he's not getting any help. And for the most part, they're probably not even like interested in what he's coming up with. He's like, ooh, I just, so you know, I created a whole new city over here and we're going to be working on this. And he's like, yeah, Jim, that's fine. It's fine. You're fine over there. We're working on the actual game, Grand Theft Auto 5. I don't know if you've heard of it. It's a new game because we updated some stuff.
So much money, so we gotta add. We gotta add 2 more new cars, and
right.
This will be part of like a pack that comes out next month.
Right. Jim's like, I worked on a whole.
And then since it's December, we gotta find that coding that we had that we could put back in the game. So the map looks like it's snowing.
Right. Off to the side, Jim is like, he's worked on an entire, no, he's like, I stitched together 3 of the cities so far, and this is how they work and how they flow together. And you can drive over this bridge and you can reach some of the other ones. And this other one, you have to fly in one of the planes to get to this one. And he's like, okay, and everything's up to date. And he's, you know, then they're like, that's fine, Jim. We introduce a new map pack.
Yeah, so
new deathmatch version. Where you have to die 3 times in order for there to be a point. So they have to kill you 3 times.
So yeah, but
they're working on it.
Hopefully something will come out like E3. Ooh. That's the other thing.
What, Nate?
June. E3 Nate, should be it back
is,
to
Nate, it's not June, it's November, just so you know. I don't know if you're aware of the months that we're in.
E3 2022. California. There's no official date set yet, but they are saying that it should be an in-person thing again. Convention.
Sure, Nate.
I'm just saying, I really want to try to go.
Oh, you gonna go? You wanna go?
I try to.
You wanna go to E3? Maybe we should try to go. How much it costs?
There's no date. That's the thing. I was looking because I just had bid my for my vacation.
Right.
And obviously there's nothing in June, but previous it's been like the weekend of like the closest to the 13th and the 15th.
I would have to talk to my boss about it, Nate.
Yeah?
Yeah.
See what the wifey says?
Yeah, pretty much, I guess.
I mean,
I'll be married at that time. Yeah.
You'll be married at that time. Yeah.
So, there you go.
Brand new. So, you might not be able to go because you'll be honeymoon.
I'm pretty sure she's already sick of me. No.
Oh. Yeah, after the honeymoon, she probably would be.
Yeah.
Okay. I think that's how marriages work.
Yeah. As soon as you get married, so the whole point is you do the relationship, and then as soon as you're married, see, Nate's getting yelled at by his woman.
So that's how it goes.
Yeah, see?
I don't know. That just kind of came. That's when I was on planning for vacation that kind of popped into my head. So I tried to do some research on it. And there's the only thing that says is this should be, or the governor says that they plan for it to be an in-person event.
Well, Nate, find out more information and maybe we'll go on a trip together.
Yeah, so it's hopefully in June.
And we'll do interview type stuff. If we can get the channel up to a certain level by then, we'd have to actually do
professional
stuff.
I mean, at that point, we could do like a vlog podcast thing.
Yeah, exactly. A pod vlog. A flawed blog. What do we call that?
Flawed blog.
Flawed blog.
Flawed blog.
Would you like to be on our flawed blog?
But yeah. Other than that, that kind of wraps up video games for me.
All right, that sounds good. I mean, that was longer than we've ever talked in recent times about video games.
Yeah, there haven't really been much on video games.
I'm sure there's stuff going on.
Well, yeah, there is.
But
there's like the Elder Scroll, like the Elder Ring or whatever, is coming out here soon.
Right.
That's supposed to be like a.
The problem is, Nate, that the people that used to be really into like those other games don't come on our podcast anymore. So
yeah.
So I don't know what to tell you.
Is Michael a? Airline mechanic yet?
He's working on it.
Oh. I thought he was almost done with school.
I think he is.
Anyways.
He's almost done.
How much time are we looking at? Do we got time for a couple TV shows?
Yeah, we have time.
All right. So Dexter, New Blood came out.
Ooh.
2 episodes so far. 3rd episode. Well, technically 3 episodes by the time this airs. But for the point of this
podcast.
I almost said vlog. For the point of this podcast, vlog. Blog. Anyways, There's only been two episodes. I've seen two episodes. And is what,
what's your review so far?
Is it everything that I wanted the new Dexter to be? Not so much.
So did you like the ending of Dexter?
No.
No. Okay.
Like it definitely left me with the, well, are they gonna make another one like at some point?
It was too
like I know that it was open ended. Yeah, like he it shows him in a like a
boat
lumber yard or something.
Right.
And he has like this big old beard wearing like Carhartt jacket, overalls, and he's like eating lunch or something.
Right.
And it's like, okay. So he obviously survived. So, and then credits, roll credits.
Right.
Son of a. So you're like, okay. And then this new show is going to be like 10 episodes. It's a, not like a series. It's just one and done. Supposedly he had cancer of some sort.
So
at some point through the filming the original Dexter.
So I want to say during season four or five, one of the seasons. Yes, he had cancer. So he had to go through chemotherapy and they stopped filming for, that's one of the reasons why they were having some issues for a little bit with some of the writing on the show.
Well, I know that like a year passed between one of the seasons. So like there's the season and normally there would have been the season right after that, but then there was a year break. So that
might have been. Yeah, because they weren't totally sure if he was even going to be able to come back at all. So.
Yeah, I mean, obviously glad I like Kim as an actor, so I'm glad that he was able to.
Right. It's always nice when actors don't die.
Yeah. Spartacus. Did you ever watch that?
What? Gladiator?
Spartacus. Andy Rittenthal or something like that. I don't know. I don't know how to say his name, but he had like the first two seasons of Spartacus, and then he had second season he learned he had cancer and then he passed away, but then they recast his character.
Oh, I didn't know that.
And then they made like three more seasons with the other character, or with his character but as a different actor.
Huh.
Kind of weird. Yeah. But
The Marvel Universe would just say that's an alternate timeline of it.
We just went in an alternate time. But yeah, so two episodes. There's one character that comes back from the original series. And to me, the age discrepancy, I have an age question because the way the character looks, he looks like he's 18. He should not be 18. He should be like 12 or 13, I think.
Right. Well, so
at most maybe 15, but
so, yeah. Here's the weird thing about ages in shows. So you have like what show is that? Like 90210 or whatever, one of those Dawson Creek shows or whatever, where all the kids are supposed to be like in high school, but most of them were like in their mid 30s when they were playing those characters or something like that. And then you have like shows like The Diary of a Wimpy Kid, where all the kids are around 14 and they all look around 14. So if you have a character that looks too young, like, I don't know.
No, I understand that.
It's a weird thing that you can't have the kid too young if you want him to do a little bit more adult type things. because it doesn't fit the tone of the film, but at the same time, they don't look like the right age. You're like, that kid's supposed to be 14. And he looks like he's 32.
Well, and then in the second episode, it's like they introduce him to other kids. And right. I want to say they mention like high school or something.
Right.
And it just, to me, it's like.
But all the other kids are like around the same. He looks the same age as.
They look exactly.
Yeah.
They look like they're 18, 17, yeah. 18. So it's like,
Right.
And then some of the small things.
Yeah.
That kind of were Dexter's parentheses, like code. He doesn't do. Like, I know that he's trying to like keep his inner demon like concealed, but like obviously it's Dexter, so he kind of has to have some sort of in with police, right? Because that's
right
the whole thing with the show in the first place. He's a blood spatter expert. He was part of Miami, the police department. Well, this one, he has a girlfriend, and she's like the sheriff. So, like, I know he's trying to fit in, but it's like he has all these. Kind of goes through the first episode, kind of goes through his progression for the day.
Right.
And it's like, none of this says Dexter.
Well, maybe none he's trying to change the Dexter of Dexter, but I don't know.
Like, yeah, I don't know. It's I want it to be a good show because.
Right, because you like
I like Dexter. The original, but.
If it doesn't have the same feeling.
It's kind of not Dexter. hopefully, like, obviously something had happened in the end of the first season or the first episode, second, I don't know. Something had happened. So I'm like, okay, there's Dexter.
Right.
So let's keep it rolling from there.
Dexter.
So hopefully this next episode there's more of the Dexter that we know and we love.
So you want the Dexter that you like of Dexter, but you're not sure that this Dexter is the Dexter you like.
Yes.
Okay.
That makes any sense. Probably doesn't.
No.
But
not at all, Nate.
Guess what?
What's I feel our like
podcast
that's...
name? That's kind of seriously awkward. So
I'm not sure if that's what would be considered seriously awkward, Nate. I would think more the fact that you got a dog and you probably smuggled it in with maybe some cocaine. That would probably be more seriously awkward than the show being Dexter, not being Dexter. Patent pending.
Hey, we threw away a bunch of coke today.
What?
Sorry, I wanted to say that to somebody, but probably wasn't anybody at the airport. It was probably not the best to make that joke. Yeah, there was, we had 4 liters of Coke. We had 4 liters of Coke in the our bin that we throw away.
Because you work for Pepsi, and you're like, I'm getting this trash out of here.
someone thought that they could bring a 2 liter of Coke in, and then there was somebody else that thought that they could bring a liter of Coke in, and another person thought they could bring a liter of Coke in. So we had a 2 liter of Coke sitting in the garbage, and then we had 2 1-liter
bottles of Coke. Why would you think you can bring in a huge thing of Coke?
I don't know. People obviously don't know that they're going. They might have to go through customs, or no, not that kind of Coke. The beverage,
No, I know what you're talking about.
I know. I'm just so the podcast. Listeners understand that we're not talking about Coke. We're talking about Coke.
Now I'm confused, Nate. Are you talking about Coke as in Coke, or Coke as in Coke?
I'm talking about Coke.
Okay.
As in Coke. Yeah.
Like the stuff you put up your nose with a straw.
No, the stuff that you drink with a straw.
Up your nose.
A little bit fizzy. I don't think that would feel too good.
Nah, it's instant headache, both of them.
Yeah, anyways.
So anyways, let's talk about Redline, Nate. Let's end the episode.
Redline.
Is that the name of the show? The movie?
Think so.
What? You look it up real quickly, make sure I'm talking about what I'm talking about. But also, I want to bring up, I've watched the
Red Notice.
I watched the movie, the show, Hitmonkey, and that one's been pretty decent. It's very interesting, which is the premise of this show. It's a Marvel show where it is a hitman takes out somebody, and then he gets double crossed. He crawls away and gets saved by these monkeys, and the monkeys are taking care of him type thing. And then the bad guys that are after him, who he's a bad guy as well, they find him in with the monkeys. They kill him, and then they decide to kill all the monkeys as well. And one of the monkeys is left over, and he grabs the hitman's gun and just starts shooting all the bad guys. And then the next thing you know, the monkey's like freaking out, and then the ghost of the guy that died is talking with the monkey. It's the monkey, you never really can hear what they're saying. It's interesting because they do have scenes where animals are talking to other animals, and they can, like, the monkey will talk to a rat and will say what the rat is saying or whatever to the monkey. But when he's talking to the monkey, they really can't really can. It's like Luke Skywalker talking to R2-D2. But the assassin guy in this is kind of along the lines of the Ryan Reynolds character, where all he does is kind of make jokes the whole time. Mm-hmm. He's like, you know, I could have killed him just as easily as you did, but, you know, I wasn't feeling up to it, and I'm a ghost, so there's that. So all that happens, and then his soul gets linked to the monkey. And the monkey and him go on a revenge thing to try to kill the people that killed his family or whatever. So then it becomes a hitman for hire. It is a pretty gory show. It's an animated series. But it's been kind of interesting, but it's fun. But you have to be into that type of thing. All right, let's talk about Red Line
is like a, oh no, that's Torque, I think. Never mind.
You're thinking the Tom Cruise movie. I think there's a Red Line, and then I think there's the movie Torque. So
thinking Torque, but Torque was the one with like the fast cars and stuff.
Yeah, that's a race car thing. I never really saw that movie.
Red Line, I think, it might be like the... Anyways.
Red Notice. This one is with Ryan Reynolds and The Rock, Dwayne Johnson. Which, you can't really go wrong with either of those people. Nate, what is the premise of this film?
So, there's a... art thief. There's number one art thief in the world, and then there's Ryan Reynolds. Or Ryan Reynolds is the number one art thief, and then there's
this other person,
the bishop, person they call the bishop. So obviously Ryan or art thief. The premise is whoever gives Cleopatra like three golden eggs two of which are, so when they, she died, supposedly one was buried with her, two were all over.
Let me just fill this in. Okay, Nate. So the premise of art this, premise of this movie is back when Cleopatra was doing her Cleopatra things, she was given three eggs, and they were like solid gold, and they were very fancy. Two of the eggs were discovered throughout time. The third one has been missing for the last few centuries and has never been found. A prince around nowadays times wants to give his daughter a present. And if you give him this present, he will give you, I don't know, it was like $5 billion or something like that. Some ridiculous amount of money. And what he wanted, the three eggs to present to his daughter. And because he named his daughter Cleopatra. So he was like, well, it's Cleopatra. So we want to do the whole Cleopatra thing and give her three gifts for her, basically her 16th birthday party, which is a lot more than a car.
Usually, just get her a car.
Usually just they give her like I've seen a bits of those like Sweet 16 shows, and they'll end up giving this girl, the 16-year-old, like a $100,000 car, which I would never give a 16-year-old a $100,000 car. Even if I had the money, I'd be like, you were driving the same hoopty that I drove until you can be proven to take care of that. Anyways, so Ryan Reynolds is out to steal the eggs because all the eggs are located in different art galleries, and one's in an art gallery, one's with a psycho killer, and the other one has never been found. So the movie starts off with them trying to steal the very first egg at the art museum. The Rock is a police officer. He's in there and he's like, I want to see your guys' security system because I heard this thing is happening. And they're showing the security system. He's like, and the egg's there. And then he's like, I don't think that's the real thing. And he's basically, I don't know. He figures out that it was stolen already. And
pretty sure he dumps a can of Coke on it.
Yeah, he dumps a can of Coke. Back to Coke. Back to Coke, Nate.
Yep. It's all about Coke.
So anyways, they chase after each other. It ends up being The Rock and Ryan Reynolds having to discover this thing as they go along. Ryan Reynolds is pretty funny. The Rock is The Rock. And then they throw in some other characters, which are pretty decent.
So it has, The Rock, Ryan Reynolds, right. And then Wonder Woman. Yeah, there's some twists, there's some turns. Obviously, loads of comedy. I definitely like the prison scene where it's like, policia, not a policia.
Right.
Not police.
Right. Ryan and Reynolds and The Rock are both in prison. And he's like, basically, what? You don't want people to know that you're a cop?
He's like, don't do that.
Don't do that. And he's like,
don't do what?
You don't want people to know that you're a policia? That you are a police? You used to be not a police, undercover agent?
So then he stands up and he's like, this guy, he is not policia. Not policia. He is a profiler for the FBI.
Right.
I guess that does fall under the umbrella of law enforcement, but right. not
technically
a police officer.
Right. So,
yeah.
Ryan Reynolds. Okay, in this film, Ryan Reynolds is his typical funny self.
Yes.
He's I don't know. You can't really go wrong with Ryan Reynolds. Though, this is my only... This is my complaint about the movie. It was very... It was very much all over the place. Like, they're in this city, and then they're in this city, and then they're in this city, and then they're in this city. It's impossible to do a movie with The Rock without having a jungle in it. And this movie has a jungle in it. It was very funny to me because if you saw the movie, the Jungle Cruise, they end up in the same river and the same location as in that movie where all the bad stuff happens. On that one is the exact waterfall that they're at in this movie.
Really?
Yes. It's the exact same waterfall. It's the same water thing. I'm sure they just used the same set or wherever that location was because it's probably cheap to film there. I don't know. But if you watch Jungle Cruise and you watch where they go underwater and he has to give her a kiss to unlock this thing, it's the same spot in the ocean. I'm like, I know that place. I've never been there, but I know exactly what it looks like. There's a lot of things like that where I was like, oh, I kind of recognize this place or whatever. The movie, to me, was a little bit all over the place. I do like the fact that Ryan Reynolds in the movie, they were like, where's the egg that we're looking for? And he's like, oh, you mean the, I wish they just had it under a box titled MacGuffin. Which he's just calling out the fact that we're just looking for the stupid thing so that the movie can go move on. he's basically calling to the fact that there's no reason for them to actually do any of this. It's just, we're looking for this MacGuffin. did I enjoy the movie? I had fun. I have fun watching those type of movies. I do not expect too much from it. I do feel like some of the animation in this was so terrible. I was like, what?
Oh, the bull?
So there's a scene with the bull that should not have been there. It just looked terrible.
Yeah, the bull did look bad.
The bull looked terrible. And then there was also a scene where Ryan Reynolds is in a helicopter and he's flying this helicopter and he's shooting at the bad guys, and the screen in front of him while he's shooting on the bad guys looks stretched and kind of weird. And I was like, they didn't do a really good job of the animation on that to make it look realistic. It looks like Ryan Reynolds is in front of a plastic screen. It looked terrible, but I had fun. But at the same time, girlfriend fall asleep, and she was like, when she woke up, she's like, well, was it good? And I was like, oh, it was fun. I enjoyed myself. And she was like, I feel like I got the whole premise of the film. I was like, yeah, you're fine.
The whole premise is to find these three eggs.
Right. The whole it.
And for Ryan Reynolds to become, or he thinks he's the number one art thief in the world, but there's the bishop that is in fact the number one art thief in the world.
It was mix between the Italian Job, Jungle Book Cruise, and they had some Indiana Jones aspects to it. And then the other movie that I would describe it as is The Hitman's Bodyguard. Hitman's Wife's Bodyguard, the newest one where they came out with. It's basically the same thing, except for the only thing that's different is that is they changed The Rock out. I mean, they changed Samuel Jackson for The Rock. That's about it. It was not the best plot, not the best story. It was kind of, like I said, it was kind of all over the place. But did I enjoy it? Yeah, I enjoy it because I really enjoy Ryan Reynolds. I really enjoy The Rock. They just make fun movies. And if you take them seriously, then there's something wrong with you. But that's my thought. Nate, what are your thoughts?
Well, now I'm going to have to watch it again and see, like, obviously the thing that stuck out to me, the bull, that was like, I'm like, what is this?
It was too Bugs Bunny. Like,
tell it was animated and it was not even a good animation.
No, like, it was not.
Video game bulls can look better than that.
Oh, bull, Nate.
It looked rounded to me. Like, just, yeah. Anyways. Yeah,
it looked like it looked like a cartoon bull.
Yes. I really enjoyed the movie. The concept of it was kind of, well, all right. The twist at the end was pretty good.
What a twist.
And obviously, Ryan Reynolds, the comedy, I liked it.
Right. It's Ryan Reynolds doing his normal comedy that he does, which I still find.
Go back and rewatch it and see rewatch that scene and see what you meant about the helicopter, because I didn't catch that. But
it's like literally for like a brief second where they show the people on the platform and Ryan Reynolds in the helicopter. And I was like, it flashed by for just a few seconds and I was like, whoa, that looked really bad. So, I don't know.
Something that bad editor. Anyways, yeah, I think this is like almost a must watch, especially if you have Netflix and have a couple hours.
Yeah. It's Ryan Reynolds and The Rock.
What is top movie in the world on Netflix. probably could have made a bunch of money if it was in theaters, but Netflix probably, I mean, obviously they got paid, but
I feel like Netflix was probably the best spot for this.
Yeah, but I'm just saying, like, if it was like an actual in a theater with nothing going on, like pandemic wise, then
right,
probably.
Yeah, I think it would have done
a lot of money.
I think it would have done decent in the theater if you would release this at the beginning of the year when there's kind of not a lot going on movie wise and stuff like that, it would have been really great. But right now it was entertaining. But yeah, I would say see it. Do not have high hopes for it.
So
set your bar at medium level.
So under in, IMDb box office under budget, it says 160 million.
Okay.
Gross worldwide.
That is gross.
I don't know if it's supposed to be 133 million or just 133,000. So they lost money.
I don't know how
I'm supposed to read that, because it's estimated. It just says budget 160,000,000. So 160 million.
Right.
And gross worldwide, it just says 133,109. So I don't know how you're supposed to read that, but yeah, anyways.
Oh, and another thing about it, I thought it was really funny is that, and slightly annoying, is the very end of the film, they stamp each person with a thing that says red notice, just so they go, oh, that's the name of the film.
Oh, and there's a guest star of, crap, why can't I think of his name? Who's the singer?
Emilio Estevez.
No.
Jack Black.
No. The singer.
Yeah, the one guy from Korn.
No. Literally had like a minute and a half part.
Dave Grohl's.
No. Probably at the bottom, right? Ed Sheeran. Ed Sheeran had... So, the birthday, when he's revealing these eggs...
Right.
He reveals these eggs to his daughter, and she's like, oh my god, these are so awesome, and then right after she says that, Ed Sheeran starts playing, and then she, being 16, she like freaks out.
She bypasses Sheeran, the eggs.
Like, completely disregards anything that has to do with the eggs that her dad just spent like $8 million on, or whatever this ran, $8 billion.
$8 billion.
And goes, runs to the stage where Ed Sheeran starts singing his song.
Right.
And then, yeah, I thought that was pretty funny too.
Yeah. Yeah. So.
Yeah. A lot of comedic, fun times in this movie. Again, can't go wrong with The Rock and Ryan Reynolds. I think it's a must watch. I give it an 8.5.
Okay.
That's my rating on it.
I would give it, you're going to give it an 8.5. I'm going to give it a 7.5. It's very entertaining.
You're a jerk.
It's fun and funny. But I feel like it wasn't really well put together. There's a lot of things could have been cut and done better. They traveled like all over the world for no reason for a lot of things. I was just like, why are we here? And they're just like, well, we just wanted to have a different scenery for this so it didn't seem boring. Okay, well, all right. But it was fun. I enjoyed it. It was a good 7.5 movie for me. I was entertained. It wasn't as good as like The Italian Job or some of the other heist style movies, but it's still fun. So anyways, Nate, any last words on this episode?
Not really. I mean, have a safe and wonderful holiday. Oh, weird. Yeah.
Yeah.
That's my last words. Yeah, yawn.
Have a safe and wonderful holiday. And
yep.
If you're going to bring some sort of dogs or something like that over the border illegally, Nate's the guy to contact, apparently.
No, I'm not.
Because
no,
he's
I'm
part
not.
Of the TSA.
Nope.
And he knows the ins and outs.
Nope.
And he'll help you.
Nope. I will not.
On that note, goodbye. Wait. Bye.
Thank you for listening to Seriously Awkward and Friends. Please like, subscribe our Facebook page, and think about becoming a Patreon member. And listen next week.